We're back on News Radio KMAN's In Focus. Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis joining me here as well as we continue our conversation with USD 384 Superintendent Brady Burton and Cliff Williams, USD 378 Superintendent. Dave, I don't know how long Brady has been joining us on the program, but I know it's been a long time.
You know, this goes back probably, well, before I returned. So we'd had kind of that schedule set up, if I recall, Brady. But you've been a mainstay around here, haven't you?
Well, I have, Dave. I don't know if that's good or bad, but yeah, you know, this is ending 15 years. July would start 16 if I was still here.
I would tell you that if it were bad, we would have discontinued it.
Well, you know that when I started, Kathy Dawes was doing this, and Kathy did it quite a few years until she retired, and so just a shout out to her. I did a lot of years with her.
Well, yeah, and you know, I know a lot of folks. Whenever someone retires, they like to say thank you, and I'm hoping we're going to get some calls here with that.
Well, we already had one called in during the break, and I said, you know, I kind of wanted to get the introduction. I told her to call back in about 5 minutes, but somebody else called in. So we're going to get her on later, but Brady, I think we got a few folks that want to say hi to you. Okay.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
You can handle that. All right. You're on K-Man's In Focus with Brady Burton.
Hey, Brady, this is Mitch. I was calling to say, congratulations on your last radio show. It was great to listen to you, and it's been great to work with you over the years. So.
Well, thank you very much, Mitch. I've enjoyed. For those that don't know, Mitch Ennis is our board president right now, been for the last 2 years and been on the board. So, Mitch, I appreciate that, and it's been a good tenure and a good run, and hopefully I'm leaving the district in better shape than when I came.
Absolutely. It's been a great mentorship that you have always been patient with us, even the new board members, and I appreciate that. So.
Well, thank you, and I think John Cox was a good choice and will do a good job carrying on things here in the district. So good things to look forward to.
Appreciate your call, Mitch. Thank you.
All right. I mean, I've got a couple of comments here from our Facebook page, and I always get a little worried when I read Facebook comments, but these aren't too bad, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen my Facebook page?
Yes.
Talk about worried.
This one is from a lady named Becky Skillern. She said, I chatted with him a few times by phone. Great guy. Hope he enjoys many years in retirement. Another comment here from Aaron Liker. I don't know.
Aaron was the morning show host here after I left the first time. He was here for, I don't know, 5-6 years.
Okay.
Probably
yep.
So.
Well, he was.
Well, Aaron says he was always great to have on In Focus during my tenure. It was an added bonus to see him on the road at Powercat Game Day locations. And he says, best of luck in the future, Brady.
Well, thank you. And it is fun. Most people that know me know that my hobbies, I guess, are sports and attending sports activities, especially K-State. And try to get to one or two road games a year. I'm hoping in retirement maybe to get to all the road games or make road trips out of them, my wife and I. But with this COVID-19 and it doesn't sound like if people are in the stands, maybe they're going to let opposing fans come in just due to the numbers of their own people. So we'll see what happens this fall.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's something we'll have to keep an eye on here. Are you looking forward to spending more time kind of just doing whatever you want here in retirement?
Well, I am, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I've been such a, you know, get up in the morning and know what you're doing and going to work and kind of have an agenda and things written down. And I like to stay busy. So, yes, it's on one side, I'm very much looking forward to it. On the other side, I guess, to be real honest, it's a little scary. It's a new phase of your life that you're heading into. But I've done that quite a few times, going from teaching and coaching into being a principal, going into being a superintendent, going to being single to married to having kids and now grandkids. So we all go through different stages in our life, and I think they're all exciting, but yet a little scary.
Yeah, I hear you there. Well, I've got a clip here that somebody actually emailed this to us, and I think you might know this person. Hopefully you can hear this okay. And let me just click a few buttons here. Here we go.
Hi, Brady. This is your wife, and I want you to know how much I admire your 44 years of dedication to your students, faculty, and the numerous school districts in which you've been employed. It is remarkable. Dealing with the many facets of education presents so many joys and challenges, but you've handled them with strength and commitment. Congratulations on your retirement and the adventures of our future. Love you.
Aww.
Isn't that nice?
Well, I did recognize that one, but thank goodness, Brandon. So, we've been married for 46 years, and I met my wife, Deanna, in college, actually Hutchinson Community College, and we got married after our sophomore year, and been together ever since. And so she's been through a lot, and we both have together, and ups and downs, and she gets to listen to my positives when I get home in the evenings, and my concerns and negatives about this job or any job, and same with her. And she's not only my wife, but my best friend, and thank you very much.
And doesn't she have more educational accolades than you?
Well, you know, Dave, thank you for bringing that up and pointing that out. But you're right. She was a Manhattan School District master teacher, and then she got chosen as, I think, 2 years ago, maybe three, as state master teacher. So we actually have her master teacher Heisman Trophy sitting on a shelf at home. So, yeah, she is the smart one and accomplished one of the family.
Oh, that's too good. That's too good. Well, I know you got a bunch of proud family members as well as all those, you know, that you've worked with over the years.
Yes, so we do. For those that don't know, I have three sons I'm very proud of, Zach, Ben, and Cody. Two of them are in Manhattan, Zach and Ben. My youngest, Cody's in Prescott, Arizona. And Zach has four children, and Ben has two, so which they're in Manhattan. So I'm lucky to have two sons and six grandchildren living in Manhattan, which I'm looking forward to spending hopefully more time with, although I think we do a good job of trying to get to all their activities and so on the way it is now. So it'll be nice to even get to more things.
Well, Brady, we got another caller here on the line who wants to say hello. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Hi, Brady. This
hello.
Is Sarah Grove of Mathis.
Hi.
How you been?
Don't say anything bad.
Yep. Well, we're really happy that we had you.
Well, thank
you. I transferred quite a few students from Indiana and was always pleased. You always had time to stop and visit and listen to our concerns.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for calling in. It's been a pleasure.
Yep. God bless you, and you and your wife enjoy life now.
Well, thank you.
Yep.
Brady, my biggest question for you is, what do you anticipate your golf handicap to improve to?
Probably from worst to bad. Does that sound good, Dave? Maybe
it sounds like something I can relate to.
You know, that's something that I enjoy doing, and my wife and I can do together, and we enjoy just getting outside and being outside and doing that. Neither one of us are the best golfers, but hopefully we'll improve a little bit more with having more time to do it.
Well, it's not always about how good you are. It's about how you enjoy the day with the people that you're with.
That's true, Dave. So,
isn't that profound?
It is profound. You're a profound guy.
I've never been called that before, but that's okay.
And speaking of, you know, being around people you enjoy being with, obviously 15 years is a long time to be anywhere. And I'm sure a big reason is the kids, huh?
Well, absolutely. I think for any educator, the reason you get into education is that you enjoy kids and want to make an impact in their lives and hopefully help guide them and make them better people. And, you know, I've been lucky. I started out, people might not know, but my true love probably is coaching. I started out at Canton Galva High School by McPherson, was there for 2 years. My major coaching is football. I was head football there. And I guess I had a goal of wanting to be a 6A head coach. So I was there 2 years, went to Ellsworth for 1 year. From there, I went to Heston High School for 5 years and then ended my coaching career at Hutchinson High School for 4 years. And while I was at Heston, I got my administrative degree from Wichita State. And so Deanna and I made a decision with three small children at home. Probably it was better to try to move into a higher paying job. So I got my first administrative job at Harrington High School as high school principal. Was there 7 years and then went to Clay Center High School for 10 years as high school principal. And then from there, I went to Blue Valley, where I'm currently at, and been here 15 years as superintendent. So that kind of spans my 44 years in education.
We've got another person waiting on the line who wants to say hello. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning, Mr. Burton. This is Bruce Calm.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, I'd just like to congratulate you on your retirement. And thank you for the 8.5 years I spent on the board and learned a lot from you and really enjoyed my time. You've done a very good job for our district, and I hope you have a wonderful retirement.
Well, thank you, Bruce. It was a pleasure to have you on the board, and I had Bruce as a board member and as a parent. So I was lucky enough to have both, thank you very much, Bruce. I appreciate it.
Thank you for everything you've done.
You bet.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a time out, and we'll encourage more folks to give us a call here. 785-537-1350. You'd like to say something to Brady Burton, outgoing superintendent, USD 384. We'll do more of that here coming up after the break on K-Man.